Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone. This is Vicki Dobbs coming to you live with Kindred Spirits. I'm the founder of Wisdom Evolution and head cheerleader for the You First Revolution, reminding and encouraging you to put you at the top of your priority list, to choose you first, because hashtag you matter. Please pop on over to my website at VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com, and find out more about the programs I offer and sign up for my Wisdom Whispers weekly newsletter. You'll find a gift for you listeners there, a printable journal for all of you who love to take notes, record those aha moments or questions, and even write down those little whispers of wisdom that float by on the wind. And something new this morning, I'm just really excited to announce my first in-person writing retreat coming at the end of May in Cave Creek, Arizona. Come and write with the Whispers of the Wind, an experiential workshop using sacred art and writing as your tool for transformation and self-discovery. You can get all the rest of the story at VickiDobbs.com, and remember, choosing you first is not a selfish act. It's an act of self-preservation that allows you to gift the world with the best of you, not just what is left of you. And now, I'm excited to introduce you to my friend and our guest today, Beth Berkins. Beth is an international best-selling author, a world-class vision quest guide, and has been a shamanic teacher and practitioner for more than 30 years. She's helped thousands of people worldwide to break through invisible barriers and clarify with ease a roadmap to their personal power and healing using her ancient wisdom practices. I've known Beth for many years, and I'm so grateful she said yes again to being on my show. Welcome to Dear Kindred Spirit, Beth.
Hey, Vicki, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here with you on this beautiful, beautiful morning. I'm here in the Monterey Bay, and the whales are passing through, and the monarchs are still here, and the dolphins are around and about, and the sea otters, and I get to be on this amazing event with you. Thank you for the invitation again.
Oh, I think it sounds like a weekend drive to your neck of the woods. The whales
come on down.
My cup of tea, so come on up. I'm just maybe 3 hours south of you, depending on how far up the bay you are.
Yeah, so, I would love that. Let's hang out together. Let's have a
you dive. You got it.
Let's go to the Waves Cafe, maybe have a lunch right on the ocean there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clam chowder coming up.
Right. You know, one of the reasons I had to move back to the Monterey Bay after being, you know, in Mount Shasta, teaching, working for many years, and then Ashland for 9 years, is because of the power of the water, the power of the sun here, and the consciousness of the people in this area. It was home, and then I left it for many years, and now I'm back, and I'm delighted to be back here doing my work. I find I'm doing my work at an ever deeper and more ascended level.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I met you in person the first time at Mount Shasta.
That's right.
You were doing the Foundation for Shamanic Studies Nature Spirits class. And
that's right.
There's things in that class that I use and recommend to people all the time because it is just so validating to work with the spirits of nature and to actually be in a position to slow down and hear and understand that, you know, there's a lot of wisdom out in the world, and it's not just from the people in our lives, but it's from the places and the things and the beings that are both seen and unseen in our world. And
yeah,
you know,
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Finish what you were saying.
I refer to that, you know, the spirits of the natural world. That's all part of the enormous shaman's net of power that shamans
yes.
in all cultures work with. They know their geographical area so
yeah.
intimately, have intimate relationships with the rocks and the rivers and the clouds
yeah.
and, of course, the birds, bird medicine.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's one of the things that I teach in really all of the work that I do is how to get connected, plugged in, just like you plug a lamp into the wall, how to get plugged in to that. That's one of the true sources of power that is available to people. And I think it's one reason shamanism is so red hot right now.
Yeah.
You know, people spend, what is the latest study, something like 64% of their day now in front of some kind of screen.
Right.
And our health requires and demands and our mental well-being that we get connected to these spirits of the natural world again. They never left
yeah.
us. We just
right.
went into boxes, right?
Well,
yeah.
and truly, for all you listeners out there, whether you're in a high-rise apartment and you can only see a tree, or whether you're in a home with a speck of land or an abundance of land about you, do you know the spirits of the place that you live? Do you recognize that tree? Do you know the rocks that are scattered about the areas where you walk? And I think that's such a foundational part of at least the shamanic work that I do, and even the writing that I do, because I write with the spirit of the wind and I write with the voice of the rocks. And I wonder if you'd share a bit about your work with Michael Harner and Alicia Gates and the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, and how working with them brought you to your understanding of shamanism and working with the healing spirits in the seen and the unseen worlds.
Oh, wow. I would love to talk about my 20 years of, you know, being Michael Harner's apprentice and sometimes assisting him in workshops, being his drummer, being his, you know, right-hand woman. You know, there are so many kind of fundamental markers in the work that I did with him and also with Alicia Gates, who is another senior faculty member. Where do I start?
How'd you find Michael, or how did he find you?
Oh, I found him. I went to the Way of the Shaman workshop with him and Alicia down in San Diego way back in 1995, because the work that I was doing with Evelyn Eaton with the Medicine Wheel and Sweat Lodge, you know, was so powerful, but it wasn't taking me far enough. You know, with the Medicine Wheel work that we do, it's incredible working with the stones and the four directions and taking prayers up to the Great Spirit. But I wanted to go through the veil. I wanted to go into the hidden worlds. And that's what shamanism offers us. You know, it's the oldest spiritual practice in the world, and it connects with the ancient traditions. And, you know, now we're able to bridge those ancient traditions and bring this into our daily lives, into the modern world. So I was longing. I had a calling to have a much stronger connection with the spirits. And, of course, I knew about shamanism. I read some books about it. And I had a moment up on the Alp in Switzerland. I was up there for a writing retreat. I was reading a book, and the woman was talking about having a teacher in the upper world. And I had no idea how to do that. And so I immediately signed up for the next workshop. And there was an instant connection with both of these people. Alicia was assisting Michael at that point. And we had a knowing, and it seemed that I was a natural at the work, that, you know, it was easy for me to do the shamanic journey, and was getting really good results. So, you know, I ended up following him all the way. I took every one of the courses with him, and then I became a faculty member. And
that's awesome.
In the two-week program, the three-year program. And along the time that I was with him, oh my gosh, you know, one of the things I learned from him was, you know, we can get this idea as teachers of shamanism and shamanic healers and practitioners of shamanism that it's us doing the work. We get a little ego involved there, right? Oh, wow, yeah. I did my third soul retrieval. Oh, wow, I just did an extraction. You know, we talk that way. And Michael would always, you know, press the pause button with us, and he would say, just remember, the spirits are the ones who are doing the work. They're your real teachers. And I came to understand the truth of that, and that I'm the hands of my spirits. I'm the heart that they work with. I'm the one who helps to bridge, the bridge, the superhighway between this world that we call the middle world, where we work with the spirits of nature, into the upper world, down to the lower world. And it keeps us humble, and it's the truth. We want to be the hollow bone.
Yes.
We want to be the hollow bamboo. You know, from the Asian cultures, they think of it as the bamboo, where we set ourselves aside. We don't set our skills aside, but we set any sense of, I'm doing this, I know what I'm doing, I've got this. We set that aside. We put our trust completely in our personal helping spirits who we have partnerships with, and we follow them. When someone asks me for a soul retrieval, I know it's really up to my spirits to do the divination and let me know, is this going to help my client? Is this really, you know, what will serve them? You know, they're feeling fragmented. They're feeling they've got, you know, something. They've been in a war. They've been in an accident. They're feeling outside of themselves. I never diagnose that. I always go to the spirits because they're the ones who do the work. And I say, hey, you know, Sammy was in a car accident, and he's not feeling like himself. What would help him? And the spirits always know what will help. And it might not be just a soul retrieval. It might be extraction, or maybe he's also lost his power, and he needs a power animal retrieval. So I follow them in the work. They show me where the missing soul essence is to be found. They take me there. They will advise me, oh, here, you know, he's got some misplaced energy here in his back where he had that impact. And so we work always with the spiritual aspect, the spiritual side of an illness, of a broken heart, of a life problem. And when we work with the spiritual side and get that healed and resolved, many times I see, you know, people who have been in therapy for 5-10 years just kind of spinning their wheels, not getting to the healing they're really asking for. Now, I love therapy, and it's helped me tremendously. But sometimes the missing piece is, what is the spiritual side of this problem that we've been talking about for years and years? And when that is addressed and healed, the person feels whole and can move on in their life. So the spirits are our real teachers, and our job is to be the hollow bone. And Alicia always used to say, you know, Beth, everything is really spirit-driven. The spirits, they're always with you. They're always, you know, trying to help us wake up to the truth of a situation, to the truth of our lives. And I remember Michael saying, you know, as I was becoming a teacher, I taught my first Way of the Shaman in Mount Shasta. He said, Beth, it's not about teaching the methods. Anybody can teach, well, not anybody, but many people could teach how to journey to the shamanic lower world and find a power animal. Many people can teach how to do shamanic extraction, you know, to remove misplaced energies. It's not about the methods. It's not about teaching the methods. It looks like it, right? But it's about connecting with the spirits, because the spirits are the ones who do the work.
That's such a beautiful way to put it and to express it and really to hand somebody an opportunity to look and feel, not just to give their power over to somebody else to fix them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the spirits who intercede on their behalf, who have compassion. They're sometimes called the compassionate spirits. They have compassion for somebody who's suffering, and you know, part of their work is to alleviate pain and alleviate suffering.
Yeah.
No,
well, lightening it up just a bit, I reordered because I couldn't find it in my piles of books that got moved and haven't found shelves yet. Your book that I got from you at Mount Shasta, it was called The Shaman's Mirror. And it's a book of poetry that you wrote many years ago and one of my favorites. And I know you and I talked last week about maybe there's a piece in there that you might read for Michael and Alicia. And for those who don't know, both of those amazing teachers have gone on to, as we say, the far away or beyond the veil. And I hold such a warm space in my heart for Michael's humor. And Alicia's groundedness to be in her presence was just very grounding. And there was always a laugh with Michael. And so, you know, we talked about maybe one of your poems would be a really cool way to say, hey, you know, you're still in our thoughts and hearts.
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I would love to read a poem. I'd love to read a poem from both of the books, Shaman's Eye and Shaman's Mirror.
Cool.
Why don't I read from Shaman's Mirror first, because that's the one you're referencing. It's the second of the shamanic poetry books, and I really have to thank, and I think I do in the book, I acknowledge Alicia Gates for really encouraging me very strongly, like only somebody who's half Yaqui Indian can do, to go into the shamanic poetry. That's what was coming up for me in the three-year training when I was still a student with Alicia and Michael, were these poems. You know, we'd have these amazing experiences of the bound shaman and dismemberment and soul retrieval and, well, so many things. Deep possession.
Yeah, let's
and
do
poems
the first
will
one
come
and
up.
Then maybe we can come back from break with the second one.
Okay, great. So I don't have headphones on. I'm going to need to put this on speakerphone just for this part so I can hold the book open. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Hang on.
Just speak loudly so our folks can hear you.
You're able to hear me, right?
Yes.
Let me check the volume here. Okay. So I'm on a landline, so the connection should be pretty good. Now, reading glasses. All right, here we go. So this is from my book, Shaman's Mirror, which I'm glad you could find it on Amazon. They're quite happy with it. It sells a lot of books. And this is a practice called crystal divination, or sometimes called the oracle practice. And I learned this with Michael, and I was in Les Vosges, France. You know, I taught shamanism in Europe for over 32 summers. And this was one of the last summers I was teaching there, and the students really wanted me to be the oracle. And so this poem describes being the oracle, doing the crystal divination with them. And they were all European students. Crystal divination with my students in Les Vosges, France. I gaze into my quartz crystal, sweating in the silence of inky dark beneath a kiva of blue wool blankets, surrounded by the bracing presence of golden eagles' luminescence, like shamans for millennia. I search the transparent stone for answers. The air is charged with orphic power. A humble oracle, I breathe deeply, open paths to revelation. My students have portentous questions. Talking pictures flash. 200-million-year-old crystal thunders in my palm, booming messages. One asks, what is the next step in my shamanic work? Seek out there. Another asks, how can I be closer to my mother? Listen with your inmost heart. How can I be a better teacher? Bring your helpers and medicine bundle into the classroom. I am deaf. How can I create song in my sacred work? Let your drum sing. How can I heal my pain? Be like the river. Let the spirits flow through you.
I love that final word, let the river, the spirit, flow through you. And that's really the key, isn't it? To be open,
yes,
to not just what we know, but what can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so... goosebumps all the way through. I love that. Just let the spirit flow. That's really the key to connecting with all of the seen and the unseen world, the spirits of all those amazing places that we have not ever been, may not ever go, but certainly have access to. And
yes.
Thank you for that, Beth. Your words touch my heart, and I know we're just a few seconds away from a break here, and so I'm looking forward to hearing the second poem when we come back, and then we'll switch it up and chat about an amazing program you have coming up soon, like tomorrow, and lead it on from there. So hang in with us, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes after a short break and the commercials that come.
It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickyDobbs.com. At VickyDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicky's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickyDobbs.com. That's VickyDobbs.com. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to Kindred Spirits. I'm your host, Vicki Dobbs, and I'm here with amazing shamanic practitioner Beth Birkin and best-selling author. And I'd love it if you would kick off our next session with another of your beautiful poems, Beth. Take it away.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, so we're going to turn now to the second book I published. The first one was on dreams. And the second book is called The Shaman's Eye. And we were talking earlier, Vicki, about being the hollow bone, being the hollow bamboo in our work as shamanic practitioners and shamanic healers. And so I'm delighted to be able to read this poem because it's about exactly that. So I'm going to go to speakerphone again so I can use two hands here. So I wrote this poem when I was living and working in Switzerland in 2004. I had at that time I was living and working in Switzerland. I had my golden retriever with me, and I was there like 3 months out of every year. So I had my own flat, and there was another flat above mine. That means like apartment. That's how people speak about it in Switzerland. So the poem is called Hollow Bamboo. I like hearing the tapping of cutlery on lunch plates from my neighbors up above. She's 80. He's 83. The rhythm of a life shared like my mother and father. Normal, domestic fealty. Below them, I eat alone, ring bells and gongs, drum and rattle, retrieve souls and extract demons, rock in ecstasy with the spirits. I cannot live like them, but I take comfort from the familiar sounds. Mine is the crooked path of bones and stones, the hollow bamboo.
That's beautiful when you kind of combine that be in the flow with spirits or the flow of spirits with rocking in ecstasy with the spirits.
Yeah.
I know Michael used to talk a lot about ecstasy and they're just such beautiful words. They say so much. You walk with a foot in two worlds, a foot in spirit and a foot in the physical, and in this place, in this earth plane. And that poem really says exactly that.
It really does. Thank you for seeing that. You know, the shaman is sometimes called the walker between worlds.
Yes. Yeah. That was gorgeous. So I got to switch up gears again. And because I don't want to get us so far into the show that I get past this and don't get it brought out. Listeners, tomorrow, Beth is offering an encore preview presentation for her upcoming newest program, The Healing Path of the Shaman, 3 Ancient Wisdom Keys to Link Up Your True Sources of Power, Finding Your Inner GPS to Power Healing and Purpose. And I'd love for you to tell folks about the program and how they can get on your encore preview presentation tomorrow leading up to your program that starts in a week.
Yes. Well, I think you're going to post a link so that people can easily, you know,
yes.
it's on
yes.
Zoom, and it's the, you know, the open kind of Zoom that I love where everybody can see everybody and, you know, I ask evocative questions and I do an incredible PowerPoint and, you know, some teachings of shamanic healing principles. And then after that, we're actually going to do the Peruvian, ancient Peruvian ceremony together just to have an experience of shamanism, of working with the shaman's tree of life, which is work that I did with Juan Nunez del Prado. He lives in Peru still, and he's Caro. And he took me through, you know, all of the initiations, all the way. And one of the beautiful pieces of that is working with your own personal tree of life, identifying what kind of tree that is, and learning some of the shamanic ceremonial work to really connect with its power and get that power. You know, that's one of the true sources of power. Get that over here for yourself. Make that available to yourself. It can become a daily practice, in fact. But we're going to do that together tomorrow. We meet at 5 o'clock Pacific time and go for about an hour or so.
And there is a link to that on my Wisdom Whispers newsletter that if you didn't get it last Friday, you can go to my website at VickiDobbs.com, and it's right there under Wisdom Whispers blog, the link to sign up for that class. And I would imagine, Beth, you have a link on your website, don't you?
Yes. My website is BethBerkins.com. Berkins is B-E-U-R-K-E-N-S, BethBerkins.com. And you look for Healing Path of the Shaman. Just click on that, and there's a beautiful web page that will open up, and the link to sign up for the get your front row seat. You know, it's a gift from me to you. That link is right there.
Cool. And you'll also find on my website, if you go to listen to the replay of this show, a gift that Beth is offering, and the link is there under the radio archives, and you can take her up on her free offer to have a chat with her. You'll love it. It will be life-changing in a short few minutes, and I don't know any better way to explain it than when Beth gets a hold of you, you're got.
We just, you know, it's like from my heart to your heart, listener, I want to offer you know, a clarity call, a breakthrough call, and this is for you. If you know you'd love some more one-on-one support, it's absolutely complimentary. If you'd like to get more clarity about the direction that you're moving in your life, or maybe you are aware of being stuck, not able to really move, you want to get some additional steps that you can take or a kind of blueprint, these calls are very empowering. They're usually about an hour. And, you know, your inner knower knows if this is for you. So don't hesitate. Don't get into, you know, those kind of doubts we can get into of, oh, there's not going to be enough for me. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, I should have this all figured out before I talk with her. Push all
well,
that aside.
And I want to share before we again have to head off to another short break that Beth was the first teacher in my virtual world that I felt actually connected to a circle of energy that not only kept me engaged on the screen, because I'm not a big, huge fan of virtual worlds, though, you know, we're learning, But Beth has a way of seeing through the screen right into the heart and soul of you. And I just want to put that out there to the world that she's one of the few teachers, and especially in the shamanic world, because for me, that physical presence in the room with a teacher holds a tremendous amount of power and energy. And Beth has been able to create that ceremonial circle virtually, which I have not found. Yes, I've connected with other teachers, and I've learned a lot, and I've felt the sacred space created. Beth has a way of looking through the screen and making you feel a part of the circle within that virtual world. And I just commend you on how you can choreograph the energy in your virtual world of teaching, because it is a powerful presence to sit within. So thank you, Beth, for being the teacher that you are. And I got some more questions for you when we come back from our next break. We're going to talk about your vision quest. And folks, hang in there. We'll be right back after another short break.
Thank you.
Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Vicki Dobbs, your host, still here with Beth Berkins, my amazing friend and shamanic practitioner. And one of your greatest gifts to us all, Beth, is the vision quest process that you have developed virtually, that you taught for decades in real life situations all around the world, and you've developed this beautiful virtual program that, as I shared with you before, I can attest to it being a very powerful experience, even though it isn't on the top of a mountain somewhere. How does a vision quest transform your life and move someone into their greatest purpose?
Well, let me just say briefly how it transformed my life. I was working with Evelyn Eaton, and at one point she said, okay, now, you know, you're ready for your vision quest. Will you come to Mount Rainier with me? And I said, well, of course. So, you know, I did all the steps of preparation, and then in the end she got sick and was not able to take me, but I found a couple other people, and I went to the Owens Valley up at 8,500 feet in the Inyo White Mountains. And what I got in touch with when I was there for 4 days and four nights alone with the pinyon pines and the bristle cones and the full moon and the deep springs pool way, way down below in the desert was that I was burned out. And I didn't know it, but I felt so exhausted when I was up there. I'm in my early 30s, just starting my college teaching career and thinking I shouldn't be burned out. What's going on? And so I figured out why, that I was then teaching 9 different courses at 3 different colleges, you know, part-time at every college. And that's 9 different curriculums, 9 different sets of grades, 9 different student bodies. And it just really hit me, what am I doing? You know, and yet I can't give up any of this. This is my income. And so I had a vision, a voice came to me there in the wilderness that said, Beth, what if you were to bring your courses together in one place, in one setting? That was a brand new idea for me. I didn't know I felt scattered, didn't know I was burned out, and now here there was a solution that was coming. And then I made my circle of purpose. These are, you know, all old Shoshone Paiute lands, and flakes of obsidian are in the dirt, and sandstone. It's so beautiful. I made a circle of stones. I got in it with my drum. I sang. I drummed for hours, watched the full moon. And then the next part of the vision came, and it was, Beth, it's time for you to start your own school. And that just really surprised me. I had no thoughts of that at all when I went into my vision quest. I didn't know what to expect. I was concerned maybe nothing would happen, right? But when you prepare and you prepare yourself and you let go of the old, you do all the severance work and, you know, the releasing and the forgiving and the death lodge and, you know, all those beautiful ceremonies of prep, you empty yourself, and something then can emerge and can come in. And so I went back home with that vision. I'm going to start my own school. I hired a mentor to help me. How do you start a school in the state of California? I figured it out. I put it into place, and I began. I started the School of the Living Springs. So one of the things I first started to offer was vision quest work. I saw how incredibly powerful it was for me, and my college students also wanted more from me. They didn't want to just sit in the classroom. They really wanted to have these experiences and be deeper in connection with Source. So I was also motivated, you know, from their kind of longings and desires. And so I offered my first quest, and I have been offering them every year since. It has been over 30 years, and got invited to, you know, offer them in the Italian Alps and the Swiss Alps and throughout the Mojave Desert. And you asked the second part of the question, which is a brilliant question, what are some of the signs that a person is being called to their quest, right? Was that your question?
Yes, uh-huh.
So, you know, when you just sit quietly and you really reflect on your life, you may feel, you know, so I'm talking to the audience now, you may feel that you're stuck in your life in some way. Maybe you feel like your life is kind of on hold. Maybe you feel lost, or like your life is in a fog and you can't see through it to where you want to head, but you feel a pull. You know there's something greater for you, but you don't have any idea what that is. Maybe you're aware that you've got this gift inside of you. So many people who I work with, you know, on these breakthrough calls that I'm offering to all of you, people come and they say, you know, I'm just so tired of my job. I'm just so exhausted from it all. And I know there's more, and I want to help people. And that's a start, to just know that much. I want to help people. I've got a gift. I don't even quite know what the gift is. So inside of the Vision Quest work, we get clearer and clearer what that gift is. For many people, they've still got their life gift inside of a box with the wrapping on it and the bow on top of that, right? And we gently and lovingly take the bow off, take the wrapping off, take a peek. What's in that treasure chest, right? So another kind of symptom that you're ready for a quest is that you feel depleted, like I did. I was absolutely depleted of power, and I was using all my own energy. That's why I was so burned out. I did not have a power animal helper. I did not have a spirit ally in the upper world. I was just using my own fuel. And so inside of the quest, you get connected to that shaman's net of power, which is all around you. You learn how to draw power from the sun, how to draw power from the moon, how to fill with power from the stars, from the deer, from the dolphins, from the rivers that might be nearby you, from the trees, of course, and start to fill up with true sources of power. So I would say, you know, those are signs. There are other signs, but those are some really good ones. Maybe, you know, feeling stagnated, just like I'm not living my purpose, and I want to know what my purpose is. You know, our time here is limited.
Yeah.
I know
when I reached out to you for help, I don't know, it's been 3-4 years now, to reconnect. We finally figured out that, you know, I had an inkling of what I wanted to do. I had a thought of where I wanted to go, but every time I looked out in that direction, you know, I could see the road, but then it's like if you've ever lived in tule fog, it's like you can only see so far. And
right.
Then there's this cloud that just sits right on the ground that's dense and thick and wet, and you can't see through it. You can you can walk through it, you can move through it, you can be in the middle of it, but you can't see where you're going. And that's kind of where I was when I reconnected with you and did my first vision quest with you. And and we've got to take another break, good old commercial time. So when we come back, I'd love it if maybe you had some suggestions that you might offer someone, an important success principle for a person who might want to break out of fear that's holding them back. And as I would say, get off the shelf and get out of being stuck and not living their true purpose. So hang in there with all of us, folks. We'll be right back in another couple minutes.
Thanks.
Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art, and creativity so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand. Do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Kindred Spirits, everybody. I'm Vicki Dobbs, and still here with Beth Birkins. And we were talking about vision questing and Just to kind of wrap that up, what are some suggestions you might offer someone, an important success principle for a person who wants to break out of that fear that's holding them back and as I said, get off the shelf and get out of being stuck for not living their life purpose?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the most important is to begin to rely on unseen forces to empower your life. You know, shamanism is the most ancient of the spiritual traditions, and inside of it, it has so many tools and practices and ceremonies that connect you with problem solving. And one of the problems that so many people have is that they live their lives in fear. They make decisions based on fear. Well, I have to stay in this job. I mean, I have to have my paycheck. You know, yeah, I hang up my soul every morning when I go into this work. But, you know, I can't. I have to stay in my comfort zone. So if there is a part of you that wants out of that, if you want to spring that trap, I think the first and most important step is to get connected with the shamanic journey method. Get connected with or have somebody do a power animal retrieval for you. Get connected with who your power animal is. And these are usually wild animals. They live in the shamanic worlds, like a wolf, a bear, an eagle, a cheetah, a mountain lion. And, you know, these animals once roamed the earth, and now, you know, they died and they passed over and they're in the worlds of spirit, and they're there to help you. They're completely available. In fact, you have one with you right now. You may not know who it is, but it knows who you are. And to learn how to connect, how to really rely on it for power. You know, I didn't have that when I went on my vision quest. As I said, I was burning up my own energy, and I was burned out. When I learned who my power animal was, I had this ally. I had this force with me that I could always go to solve problems. So I think the other piece is to just make a dedicated decision, a kind of irrevocable decision that I'm doing this. I don't have to know how, but I know what I want to do, and I want to get out of this fear-based life. I want to get to what my greater purpose is. And when you make that dedicated decision, it unlocks resources. They're here for you, but you can't see them yet. It's like when you put the deposit down on a course with me or with Vicki. You make a decision. You put something down. You take a step toward your dream, and opportunities and doors open that could not open before you begin to participate and say, yes, I'm doing this.
Yeah. It's kind of like spirit knows how, and your job is to just know what. And that commitment gives you the key to what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we're looking at wrapping stuff up here, because we just got a little few minutes left, and I think you answered that power of linking up to your true source of power as a vision question. And I want to encourage all of you listening to take Beth up on her offer to chat with her. It's free, and it's not one of those little 10 or 15 minute pitches to join a bigger thing. Beth really wants to talk to you and to help you see a direction ahead for yourself, and if her path is one that you can walk with her. And I don't know if you want to share more about that. The link, again, will be posted under the archives of this show on my website, and Beth will have a copy of the replay if she wants to put it on her website. So you can find those at VickiDobbs.com. Just look under the Kindred Spirits Radio archives. And It's just such a joy to share time with you, Beth, and to be in the presence of your magic. Because, you know, what you do as a shaman is a beautiful gift to the world, and I'm grateful to have you in my life, and I just want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge. It's been a joy again to read through the shaman's mirror, and I have the shaman's eye laying over here. That one I did find.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I'm looking forward to an evening with your poetry. And remember, folks, to sign up for Beth's Encore Preview airing tomorrow about her upcoming class. It's free. It's on Wednesday the 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And where should they go again, Beth, to sign up?
Well, they can certainly go to my website, BethBerkins.com, and there's a link there. They could send me an email, and I would send them an email back with the link in it. My email is Beth@BethBerkins.com. Berkins is spelled B-E-U-R-K-E-N-S. In fact, I would encourage any of you listening to this, whatever touched you, you might have a question that came up. Go ahead and email me. Whether you want to do a clarity call or not, you know, let's get in touch. I can help you a little bit through email. If you'd like some more support, I'm here.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I want to thank all of you for listening today, and most especially my heartfelt gratitude to Beth for hanging out for an hour with us. And thank you all to tuning in. Two kindred spirits, and now it's shout out time. So I get to brag a little bit. I have a fun little book that just came out a few weeks ago called Wisdom and Wit, a little life book of information, inspiration, affirmations, and journaling prompts. Very different than my other two, Get Off the Shelf and You First. It is an engaging book to just enjoy, and available on my website as well as every place good books are sold. And remember to check out my website at VickiDobbs.com. You'll find me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Vicki L. Dobbs Author. And there's always a free gift available when you sign up for my weekly Wisdom Whispers and other occasional little bits of wit and wisdom. And big hello for information on my upcoming writing retreat in Arizona, May 31st to June 2nd. Please go to my website, or if you do get Wisdom Whispers on Friday, the links for more information are there. We're going to have a wonderful weekend of writing, of sacred creativity, of fellowship, and spend time with the elementals of the land and the air, the fire, the rock stone people, and the amazing cactus that live around the place that we're going to gather. So thank you all. This is Vicki Dobbs. Thank you, Beth, founder of Wisdom Evolution. I'm head cheerleader for the You First Revolution, reminding you all that it's time for you to give yourself permission to be at the top of your priority list, to put you on your own calendar first, and choose you. You're important. Hashtag you matter. I wish you all a wonder-filled week traveling down happy trails. Till we meet again, this is Vicki Dobbs signing off with Beth Berkins and wishing you all an amazing, wonder-filled week. Happy trails!